James, how are you?
I'm doing well, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Now, every week we chat a little bit about something about the economy, about money, etc. And the biggest news this week down here in New South Wales is, of course, the $100 coupons for New South Wales residents. That's a whack suggestion, don't you think?
Actually, I kind of like it. Kind of in favor of it. I think it's a very good idea because it's a targeted stimulus, right? It's designed directly to go towards restaurants or cafes, right? Where we're looking to stimulate kind of a small business growth. This and that kind of industry has such a strong cash flow, and then that money is then filtered back into the system. So, it looks a little outlandish. It seems a little crazy, but I'm kind of in favor of it.
Yeah, right. Because I mean, when I heard the suggestion, I was like, I've never heard of anything like this before. For Australia anyway, and for myself and my own personal being. But have we seen this in history before?
This kind of targeted approach, it's fairly unique. I mean, we'll see this occasionally in terms of on actually broader based economic or government stimulus levels. But this is really designed to target small business and specifically food service industries, right? Because the government could just give everybody $100, right? But let's say half of us would just go onto Amazon and update our earbud, right? This is designed very specifically towards that industry. And this industry, the food service industry, the restaurant industry, has suffered the most over the past year, right? There's no in-person dining, takeout has been reduced, you're losing all of these service-oriented jobs. So it's a small stimulus. And a targeted stimulus that should have a very positive effect. Well, at least let's hope.
Yeah, let's definitely hope. And I mean, one of the other things that I found interesting about it as well, it doesn't seem like there's any like necessary restrictions on the particular cafes you can use it on. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you think that maybe there should have been some kind of restriction on to going and buying it, like a really big chain, for example, that's owned by a overseas company, rather than, just making sure it's directly going into local businesses that, are just your local coffee shop on the corner at the beach or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, so we can look at that from two perspectives. One is it's always good to buy local, right? We like the idea of buying local. Buying local is good for just not only the overall residential economy, but there's a necessary feel-good factor as well. But if you go into a big chain, an international-based restaurant, they're still hiring local employees, right? They're still cooks and waiters and maitre d's and people involved in the industry. So excuse me, the cash flow that goes there should still filter back to the employees at some in some shape or form. But my personal take is when you do this very sort of small targeted stimulus approach, you should really use it to benefit a local brand, a local business. It helps the local economy in a much better fashion.
So let's hope we don't all go straight to
Yeah,
Starbucks and spend
exactly.
it all
Don't go
on
to
fraps.
Starbucks.
Yeah, don't go to Starbucks. And one of the other things that I wanted to talk about is the tech failure at ASX. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, that's fun. So occasionally we have these little glitches in the stock markets, and they become slightly more prevalent with the more reliance we have on actual computers and technology, right? To update our systems, control the trading. The more that we remove the human component from the management of the daily markets, and the more we put it in the hands of the computers, we end up with these potential problems where the markets have to shut down for 6 hours or a full day and try to figure out exactly what can happen. And so what this led to was this tremendous degree of uncertainty in the stock market because all of a sudden ASX couldn't handle trading. We didn't know what prices were. And the potential consequences of this are actually quite large. You can have significant price collapses and massive trading errors and trading hands and large amounts from buyers to sellers and so forth. And the markets take a while to actually rectify these things. They can end up breaking trades, and it can be very, very confusing. In this particular case, it wasn't overly problematic. They solved it fairly quickly, but you can see how this could lead to something potentially much more disastrous.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know, my first thought was that it could be, I mean, you know, we're heading into the world of cyber warfare, essentially, right? And we've already seen, you know, accusations of hackers attacking particular countries. Norway had that happen to them earlier this year. Do you think that that's a possibility? And I don't know, did they announce post that they were going to up their security or anything like that?
Oh, well, I mean, these places have to be so secure with multiple backup systems. I mean, and forgive me as I delve into the ridiculous, but one of the underlying premises of one of the Batman movies was a cyber attack on Wall Street, or and I seem to remember there was a Jack Ryan movie where they also cyber attacked Wall Street as well, right? These markets worry about this kind of security very, very much, because again, so much of the value is tied to what we consider to be the prices of these various companies and the values of these different kinds of stocks. And so if we don't know what these values are, or we have an attack when the markets are shut down, it really causes some potential large economic damage. So it's one of those things we really have to be concerned about, even if we've got small amounts of money invested.
Yeah, and I don't know, it was a bit of and all the things that happened in 2020, I was like, oh, really? We're going to have this one as well? Come on now. Give us a break.
It's terrible. I know. We don't need that. I'm waiting for that final ball to drop, right? We're a month and a half from the end of 2020. We've still got something crazy to happen. So.
Oh, God. Well, let's hope it's crazy positive. Hey, James, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always, Alex.